Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Yes, and it really is a big, giant record collection. What's he saying? Oh, yes, I love these crazy instrumentals. Day of the Rain with my Relics of Rarity show on this Memorial Day weekend. Those very cool hit records. Those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Deep in the Soul Village. Elliot Shavers on the Blonde record label, kicking off by Relics Rarity Show. And down on the corner in that Soul Village, there was some great music being played.
Down
Clearwater Revival. Yes, and down on the corner, the bands were playing great music. And the groups, they were singing great songs on the corner. So many groups started singing on the corners and they made great music. In 1964, the Harrison Brothers, standing on the corner on the Everlast record label. Yes, it was a real funky corner. Kind of a funky street. And I love this record from Mr. Arthur Conley. Here in the No Static Attic from spring of 1968. ATCO 45 and a hit record for Mr. Arthur Conley. Funky Street. Yeah, let's keep that hand clapping going. Oh, yes. Everybody clap your hands. It's a Relics and Rarities party here on Memorial Day weekend. know you turned it up just a little bit for this particular record. Ernie Marbray on the Wii record label. Got to dig it, that's for sure. Ain't nobody's business. Day to Rave Relics and Rarity Show here on the No Static Attic. Yes, the unofficial beginning of summer. Yes, Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we'll talk about what Memorial Day is really about in just a little bit. Here's the sound of the times out of Philadelphia.
A walk along the beach, the world within our reach. That is the magic of our summer love. The sweetness of your lips, so very close to
they had, and they're still out there performing. The times, the magic of our summer love, memories of being down at Asbury Park, Wildwood, yes, being down by the beach, the Jersey Shore for yours truly, Dave the Raven, perhaps for many of you out there. And of course, when you think of summertime, you definitely think of these guys, the great harmony and sound of the Beach Boys.
Well, it's been building up inside of she looks in my eyes and makes me realize that she says,
don't worry, baby,
don't worry, baby.
Artist, I should say, simply known as Hines. Hines there from 1965 on the Tower record label. A guy that was actually had a lot more success over in England than he had here in America. And a tune called Don't Worry Baby, not to be confused with a record that actually debuted on the Billboard Top 100 on May 30th of 1964. Yes, right around this time, right? The Beach Boys from 64 and that great tune, that great double-sided. It was well worth the 79 cents or 69 cents that you paid for that record, that's for sure. Don't Worry Baby, a little bit of a twin spin just based on the title of the song. Day of the Rave here on the No Static Attic. It's my Relics and Rarities show.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave, where you never hear the same songs over and over and over and over.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
And then on that Soul Patrol, we got to remember that, you know, Memorial Day weekend, you know, for many people, it's the unofficial beginning of summertime. I know it's gotten to be that. But, you know, burgers, the hot dogs, the barbecues, well, sometimes the rain puts a damper on that. But what it's really about, of course, is the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice made by the men and women who represented our country in battle, in the duty of being a member of the armed services. And it's the ones that are not here cooking up the burgers. This particular weekend is about the ones that never made it back. So add on the Soul Patrol. Let's think about those prayers of those soldiers just hoping to come back and remembering on this weekend the ones that never made it back.
I don't really want to go. My heart is pounding strong. I don't want to leave you alone. Ooh, I'm gonna miss you so. The captain say we all might not come back home at all. Oh, when this but whatever the outcome may be, remember my love for you will always be. Might not make it home at all. Oh, when this cruel, cruel war is over. But whatever the outcome may be, remember my love for you will always be. I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, Uncle Sam. I'm not supposed to fight on Sunday. What does KP mean? I don't know how to feel.
Captain said you might not be coming home at all. Of course, the soldier says, you can bet I'll be coming home. But some people lost that bet and never made it back. And that is what Memorial Day is all about, remembering the sacrifice of our men and women who never made it back home. That's from 1967 on the Ovid record label, Archie Bell and the Drells. Yes, of course, in 68, they exploded all over America with their hit of Tighten Up. And in the summer of 1968, they had this big hit record, I Can't Stop Dancing.
Put this hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. I'm sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh, yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
Good thing I'm on the radio, because I don't want you to see how I dance. It's pretty bad. Archie Bell and the Drells, I Can't Stop Dancing. And the dance just exploding in Detroit right now. It's called the Wide Trackin'.
Spreading.
known as the Fabulous Pack, led by Mr. Terry Knight, who of course was instrumental in forming Grand Funk Railroad on the Lucky 11 record label. The 45 came with a really cool picture sleeve as well. Wide Trackin'. And in the summer of 64, well, they were wide tracking in the streets. Yes, everybody was dancing in the street. The sound of Martha and the Vandellas. Static Attic, yes. Martha the Vandellas from 64, Dancing in the Street. Last week's Mystery Oldie record, where I asked you to tell me if you know who was doing the record.
The sun is shining, yeah, stars are bright, yeah, everything's fine now, yeah, baby, everything's right, oh yeah, 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 baby, everything's right, oh yeah, 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 baby, everything's right, so stand by me.
So did you know who did the record? Well, if you said the You Know Who group, that indeed was the correct answer. Yes, the You Know Who group from 1964, a record which actually peaked at number 43 on the Billboard Top 100 charts. And kind of a cool thing about that record, and it's something that probably pissed a lot of people off, if you bought the You Know Who album, on the album was a song also called Roses Are Red, My Love, which was the name of our mystery record. But on the album, you didn't get that version. You got the song that Bobby Vinton sang as sung by the You Know Who group. And a lot of people were not happy about that. But it's kind of made the album a collector's item. You Know Who group. David Ray being a little tricky with you on that particular record. But we did have several winners. Roger Nestjay from Duluth, Minnesota. Dawn and Larry Kukin, South Plainfield, New Jersey. The King of Mystery Oldies down in South Beach, Florida. Santi, and down in Summers Point, New Jersey. Dennis Romanek. They knew that that was indeed the You Know Who group. Now, for this week's Mystery Oldie, and of course, you get one guess only, you can call me up right now. Dial me up at 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only, who is singing this record? And good luck to everyone. Is Mystery Oldie 45. I think that's a pretty easy one. Who did that record? One guess only, 609-948-4487. And once again, you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Now, the first person to call me was David Smyska. He just called me just a couple moments ago from Stone Bank, Wisconsin. And he says, hey, Dave the Rave, you forgot to mention me. He's right. David Smyska was also a winner on that Mystery Oldie from last week. He also knew that Roses Are Red, My Love was indeed done by the You Know Who group. All right, so congratulations to you, David. And, of course, once again, if you can call me up right now, tell me who did that last record. You could be a Mystery Oldie winner.
Dave the Rave, relics and rarities, ho, 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 ho.
He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities, with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
I met you, that's the only kind of love I had.
Well, don't look for that record on the Billboard Top 100 because you won't find that one anywhere. That's a 45 that definitely fell through the cracks. The Hondells, who, of course, scored hits with things like Younger Girl and, of course, Little Honda. But that record, nowhere to be found, and it's a cool Goffin and King tune. Yes, Goffin and King wrote that particular song, a tune called Show Me Girl. Yes, and you showed me, that's for sure. Sound of the Turtles here on Relics and Rarities, Memorial Day weekend.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, 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 it's true. Oh, oh, I love you. You showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not. Exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Oh, it's true, we're in love. Exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Top 10 hit for the Turtles in early 1969. A song originally done by the Byrds. Yes, even written by Gene Clark and Roger McGuinn. The Turtles and You Showed Me.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Well, here's a perfect Sure Shot 45. It's prom season, I believe, even though I never got invited.
I'm a lost girl I love. Tell me, what did I do?
Gentlemen, it says, gotta dig it, can't turn that loose on the Cheryl record label, The Fortune Tellers. Yes, school prom for all you prom people. Of course, Dave the Rave, the record geek, I never went to a prom.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045 here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
They say you're planning to run away. That's what I hear. That's what they say. They say you will find a love that's new. I won't believe it till I hear it from you. People are laughing at me, they say. They say our love has had its day. They say that you despise everything I do. I won't believe it till I hear it from you. If you're gonna leave me, tell me today. I know it's gonna hurt, but I won't stand in your way. I know I could never stop loving you, but if you leave me, I have to learn to. They say our love is not the same. You wrecked my life, and now you run my name. They say you'll soon be saying I do. I won't believe it till I hear it from you. Believe it till I hear it from you. Yes, baby, won't believe it till I hear from you.
Even I didn't believe it, but it's true. That's from the summer of 1965, my Discovery of the Week. I Won't Believe It on the MGM record label. You won't believe it either. That's Johnny Winter, an early Johnny Winter 45. Yes, Mr. Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo, that great guitarist, that blues man, Johnny Winter, an early 45. I Won't Believe It. Write it down and go find the record. Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, so you might be in the mood to head down to the beach. Maybe you got that surf fever.
Everybody's trying it from coast to coast.
Surf fever, surf fever.
The surf is taking over, yes, it's really the buzz.
Surf fever, surf fever.
Now surfing, bum, bum, the big rave.
Bum, bum.
It's really stoking,
bum, bum.
Went on a wave.
Bum, bum.
The kids surf,
bum, bum.
Although weak.
Bum, bum.
The second home,
bum, bum.
Is the beach.
Bum, bum.
You're from the islands to any town.
Shoes. Bum, bum.
That's the final sport of the day. Yes, surf fever is
Yeah, I love that record. What a cool 45 that was. That should have been a smash record, I think. A group called the Cornells on the Garrix record label and a tune called Surf Fever. Yes, of course, if you're surfing, be careful of the cruel sea. The Revelers taking us on out of here. Memorial Day weekend. Day of the Rave here in the No Static Attic. The Record Geek, that's me, playing all those cool hit records. 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And don't forget, please remember that although we're having a lot of fun, well, weather permitting, that is, just remember that, once again, Memorial Day is for families that are not having as much fun as you might be having today, because they're thinking about their loved ones that never made it back after serving this country. That's what Memorial Day weekend is really all about. Got a special request at Lost 45, do contact me. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Don't forget to call me up with your request or take a guess on that mystery oldie 45. One guess only. Dial me up. I'll take some calls after the show. 609-948-4487. And of course, archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.